first, in the water fund, we simply reimbursed the funds we've already spent. We moved those into the budget. The second, in the general fund, we put the donation from the Rotary Club for the storm siren, tornado sirens, into the budget. And the third thing is we take the motions that you made last month and put them into the budget. That's all that we are doing with those three line items. I will entertain a motion to approve this resolution, 2026-06. Alderman Dorn makes the motion.
Second.
Alderman Slick seconds. Is there any discussion? Resolution 2026-06. Seeing none, please, if you're in favor of the resolution, vote aye when the clerk call you, when the recorder calls your name. And if you're opposed, vote no.
Anderson?
Yes.
Cobb?
Yes.
Gilday?
No.
Dorn?
Yes.
Moore?
No.
Slick?
Yes.
You approve resolution 2026-06 of voted 4-2. Next item on the agenda is a donation acceptance resolution. The McWhorter Foundation is very generous to give us money each year for the Civic Center, the McWhorter Civic Center, and this donation is in the amount of $3,000. Is there a motion to adopt resolution 2026-07?
Yes.
Who's that? Alderman Dilley, second. Alderman Dorn, any discussion? Please vote aye if you're in favor of this resolution. The recorder calls your name. If you're opposed, vote no.
Anderson?
Yes.
Cobb?
Yes.
Gilday?
Yes.
Dorn?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Slick?
Yes.
You adopted resolution 2026-07 unanimously. The next item on the agenda is a mower trade-in request from the Park Department. Director Winston, do you want to speak to that?
If anybody has questions or whatever, be glad. We have a 9-year-old mower, a 10-year-old mower. They're getting older. We have an opportunity to trade those in, get two new mowers. Right now is what I would call a reduced cost. Here in the next, after spring, those mowers are going to go up in cost a whole lot. So it's an opportunity to get two new mowers, hopefully that we get 10 years out of them or longer, and move forward so we can continue doing our job instead of having older mowers that just could give out any time. So I have an opportunity to get good trade-in money for it. I think it's a great opportunity to take advantage of.
You've heard the request. Is there a motion to approve this request to trade in the Parks and Rec? Alderman Cobb makes a motion. Alderman Dorn, Alderman Anderson seconds. Any discussion?
Yes. Where's the money coming from?
I put in the budget. It's capital money, I believe, is where that's coming from. Where I put in for a different style mower. I think it was more expensive. I'm getting two for, that.
It's just a couple months ago, didn't you? Some kind of piece of equipment. Did somebody in the park truck come back from Jackson with something new?
No, sir. I mean,
you got anything new in the last 2 or 3 months?
No, sir. Coming back from Jackson, it was my old three-wheeler, what I call three-wheeler, dirt grooming machine. It'd been to Memphis and worked on for a while. That's probably what I think I remember seeing you in the Jeep now, but I'm good. You say that. So, yeah, it's 14 years old, so.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
You didn't foresee this, back when you put in your budget. You didn't foresee you were going to need this.
Didn't foresee that I was going to need two new mowers?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I always could use new updated equipment. And when I saw the hours on our mowers, knowing they were getting close to 2,000 hours, and sort of asked some questions and got good feedback, I thought it was a thing to move forward and try to replace those.
All, if you're in favor of a mower trade-in request by Director Winston, vote aye when the recorder calls your name. If you're opposed, vote no.
Anderson?
Yes.
Cobb?
Yes.
Gilday?
Yes.
Dorn?
Yes.
Moore?
No.
Slick?
Yes.
You've approved a trade-in request from Director Winston, 5-1. The next item on the business is Chamber Construction Project. We have with us today Sean
and Barry
from TLM is going to describe to you what we're talking about now. I'm going to tell you, we're talking right now about the alley next to the chamber office. City Rock. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor, Board, thank y'all for being here tonight. We're working with the chamber on the renovation in addition to their facility over there. One of the issues that we've run into is we've got to provide egress out the rear of the building. The property line is pretty close, and then of course the alley butts up to the existing building right now. There's a side door that's also egressing out into the alley. It comes down a flight of steps. So what we're asking is if we could, if the alley could be abandoned, that way we can provide handicap accessibility from the rear of the building back around to the front. By doing so, it would allow us to put a walk and ramps along the side of the building to provide accessibility.
So what you're asking the city to do is either A, abandon the alley, or B, gift it to the chamber.
Yes.
Is that a... I'm unfamiliar with the term abandonment, an alley. I will say that after Recorder Branscombe and I talked about it, if we abandon the alley, we still own it. And that could cause us problems later. If we simply gift it to the chamber, then it goes back on the tax rolls. So,
question.
Oh, Vice Mayor.
Okay, so I understand on that side, if you look at the other side, you got a patio.
Yes.
Is that floor level different than the floor level difference of it?
No,
why can't you go out that way?
Well, they're tearing the patio down and building a new building. It's going to be joined together. And so the exit out the rear of that building is, the grade differential is so significant that we've got to be able to tie back down the grade.
So the alley's disappearing, and so there's no chance of going out that side of the building because of
we will enter, or there will be a front door in the new addition of where the courtyard.
But that doesn't meet the standards, does it?
What's that?
Does that meet the standards of an exit?
It does, but you got to have 2 points. So we have a front and a rear.
Okay, so it doesn't meet the standards. If you put a front door in the new addition, that does not relieve you from the standards of having an egress out the back. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Any other questions? And I think that the chair would entertain a motion to gift this property to the chamber. And we will work out the details of that and have it back to you next week or next month. If I can just get consent to do that, then you don't need a motion tonight. Is that okay with you, Sean, the thing? Okay. City Attorney, we okay with following that, right? All right, so we will work out the details of it so you'll have something solid in your hand to be able to vote on in November. Alderman Moore.
Make sure I got this straight. The alley we're talking about, Chamber of Commerce, and it's an alley and it's another building.
Correct.
Post office. So they're going to build something over this alley, is that right?
No, sir. There will be a sidewalk or a ramp that will let the patrons come out of the building accessible.
I think if you're facing the Chamber, it's the alleyway on this side, not the place where we had all the story done stuff going on.
So they're just going to use it, in other words.
Correct. But it'll be a permanent use.
But if I understand it right, you're going to have the alleyway, as it sits right now, is lower than the floor of your chamber office. So you're going to have to go out, go onto something like a porch and cut it toward the street.
I have plans to
eat.
Okay.
I think I've got it in my head.
Yes. The back portion will be elevated and it'll... But you can
you know, two feet, 3 feet, whatever, rails appropriate, come in, connect into a sidewalk that comes back out on Maple Street.
Yes.
Okay. See, the first thought I had was, is that alley used by the post office for their trucks to go in and out? Recorder Branscombe has investigated that, and it is not. It's used by some of the employees, but it's not used by any of the big trucks that go in there. Alderman Dillon.
So what about the property owner behind the chamber where it comes up the hill from Kelwood, the old Kelwood building, on the right side? Is that still be where they can get to that or not?
Yes. Yeah, we're only going to build on the portion that's right adjacent to the chamber. We're not extending beyond the back portion of the property.
But with you doing this, that's going to cut off public access, if they wanted to say, no, you can't walk down there, then we lose all that right.
I don't foresee the chamber.
But I'm just saying, in the future, you know, maybe if the chamber moves somewhere else, then somebody else owns it, then they could say, okay, now we own this, then you ain't gonna have no access if somebody wanted to. That's all I want to know.
Okay. You okay with consent on that, gentlemen, ladies? All right.
Just to your point, I just want to point out that the city of Dresden at one point closed up this alleyway that was over here, and there were still businesses behind it.
Those are actually vents, if you know anything about the history of the courthouse. So.
Thank you, Al.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. We'll have something more formal for you next month.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? We are having a bicentennial celebration on Saturday, October 25th. There have been several requests about the time capsule. I have been in consultation with Mr. Brewer at the funeral home. We have we've located the capsule now. We know how big it is, and we'll have a set time to excavate that. Recorder Branscombe and I have talked about maybe displaying the artifacts in here for a little while, and then I don't know what you do with artifacts after that, but we'll find some place to put them.
Reburied.
Well, we've talked about that. We will have a new time capsule to be open in 50 years. I hope I'm still around, but 116 is a little old to be around, but I was around when the first one was buried. No comment, Alderman Doyle. All right. Any other questions about that? All right. I don't have, that's the only announcement I have. I'd rather make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Alderman Cobb, Alderman Anderson, all those in favor, please stand up and leave.